You know, we all need motivation and inspiration to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. So I've developed a devotional journal called You Are God's Masterpiece Devotional Journal, which is full of scriptures and inspirational poetry to inspire you and motivate you beyond measure. And you can get your devotional journal by going to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for You Are God's Masterpiece Devotional Journal. Again, go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for You Are God's Masterpiece Devotional Journal, which is on sale for only $15. And I know without a doubt that it will definitely inspire and motivate you and take you to higher spiritual heights.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry connects with women who have battled abuse in their lives and who have been held back from moving forward for whatever reason. We encourage women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community. Today, the message is entitled, The Pearl of Great Price. Pearls are found in oysters and are the result of the oyster's way of protecting itself from foreign substance. To understand how pearls are formed in oysters, let's evaluate an oyster's basic anatomy. Oysters are bivalves, which means that its shell is made of two valves. The shell's valves are held together by an elastic ligament that is located within when the valves come together. And this ligament keeps the valves open so the oyster can eat. As the oyster grows in size, its shell must also grow. The mantle is an organ that produces the oyster's shell, using minerals from the oyster's food. The material created by the mantle is called nacre. The formation of a natural pearl begins when a foreign substance slips into the oyster between the mantle and the shell, which irritates the mantle. The oyster's natural reaction is to cover up the irritant to protect itself. The oyster covers the irritant to protect itself by producing nacre, a substance that is used to create the shell. The constant covering of the irritant forms a pearl. You know, like the oyster, men and women experience irritants, trials, and tribulations in life. Some choose to bear the burdens that these trials and tribulations produce, such as anxiety, depression, and emotional pain, rather than casting them upon the Lord Jesus Christ and allowing Him to carry them and heal them. But you know, when you cast your burdens upon the Lord Jesus Christ, believing, trusting, and relying on Him, He will strengthen you and comfort you so that you can overcome your trials and tribulations. The Word of God says that the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him. So when you believe and trust in God to be your strength and your shield, your protector, your divine protector, then you can definitely rejoice because you know without a doubt that He's going to help you to overcome the trials and tribulations in your life. If you continue to trust and rely upon Him as your strength and shield. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. So also, when you cast your cares, your worries, and anxieties upon the Lord, then God will exalt you. He will lift you up out of the valley onto the mountaintop. But it's not just reaching the mountaintop. You've got to stay on the mountaintop. And you stay on that mountaintop by continuing to read and study and meditate on the Word of God, believing and trusting in the truth and applying it in your life. That's how you stay on the mountaintop. Matthew 11, 29 through 30 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when we learn of God, when we learn about His Word, by reading the Word, studying and meditating on the Word, we submit ourselves to God. We submit our own wills, our own feelings unto God and adopt His ways and what He wants us to do for our lives. Then we won't be burdened down with life's cares, anxieties, and worries. We'll be free. And you can continue to walk and move forward in life when you do that. If you learn to turn your cares over to the Lord, He will work on your situation while you're asleep. The Amplified Bible says, casting the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your concerns, all of your worries once and for all. So don't cast your cares upon the Lord every day and then take them back again. Do it once and for all. Then continue to trust, believe, depend and rely on God to work on your situation, and He will heal you in the process. Remember, God's word says you are healed by Jesus' stripes. Keep declaring it, and it will manifest. You know, I once had a stomach ache, and I prayed and asked God to heal me, remove the stomach ache, and He did, and I thank God for it. He also healed me of high blood pressure when I was pregnant with my daughter, who was born 3 months premature and weighed 2 pounds at birth. And she had a lot of medical problems, but God healed her and sustained her through it. And I thank God she's a true miracle from God and a true blessing and a gift from God. So I turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, to His Word, and stood on the promises of God that I'm healed by His stripes. And God's healing manifested in my life and manifested in my daughter's life. So I thank God that He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my healer. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to Him who by the action of His power that is at work within us is able to carry out His purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. Infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. So God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But we have to believe, trust, depend, and rely on God and His Word. You have to exercise faith in the Word of God at all times and praise God. Did you know praising God encourages you and stays the enemy, the devil? It's really a defensive weapon against the plots and plans of the enemy. So keep on praising the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep on believing, trusting, depending, and relying on God and casting all of your cares, all of your worries, and all of your anxieties on Him. And you will experience a life of freedom, not weighed down by burdens. And God will lift you up and take you to heights thought unreachable. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. We hope that you've been encouraged by the message. And I've written a new book to help you discover how valuable you are to God. It's entitled, You Are God's Masterpiece. And I will send you the ebook as a gift when you make a donation to help us to continue to teach the Word of God via radio that's transforming the lives of men and women for the glory of God and helping people move forward and experience healing and restoration, knowing that the good work that God has begun in them, He will complete. It is our way of saying thanks for your partnership in this ministry that is changing lives around the world. Please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and click the donation partnership tab at the top. Or you can email us at wingsoflove833@gmail.com. Thank you, and God bless you.